Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We are talking today about the holidays and what happens when your nanny family doesn't come from the same religious background or even just traditions that you have around the holidays, and how to help navigate that and help your nanny kids feel included in American culture, because American culture is dominated by Christmas.
Yep.
And so, and you nanny for a Muslim family.
Yes, I do.
One, my first question is, how did you discuss that? Because this will be your second holiday season with them?
Yes. Well, so I knew that they didn't celebrate Christmas.
Right.
And at first, when I started working with them, I felt like the topic almost to be taboo. Like,
right.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about it. But I remember this was last year. We were driving home from school and their Christmas lights up. And they were like, Rebecca, like, I don't understand why your Christmas lights up. So then we went into this whole conversation. So we just talked pretty candidly about stuff.
Which is great.
Yeah. They informed me about all their holidays. They've taught me Arabic words, and I tell them about how I grew up and why there's Santa and all that stuff, and, you know, presents. And we were driving home last week and they saw all the buildings downtown Chicago lit up red and green. Like why is it all Christmas?
Right.
They kind of don't understand. And I kind of don't either.
Like, yeah.
Why it's so dominated by these Christian Catholic holidays. I'm like, that's just the majority of America is celebrating this holiday. And it doesn't seem fair now that I've opened my world and working with another culture that, like, work, you get off for the Christian holidays, but not the Muslim or the Jewish.
Right.
And it's interesting. So we just talk about how this is just how the world is right now, and hopefully it'll change and be more inclusive. For Christmas, I got them presents, but I'm calling it the end of the year gift.
Yeah, that seems appropriate.
They got me a gift last year for Christmas, which is really sweet.
And that was one of my questions, is does your nanny family reach out to you for your religious beliefs at all?
Definitely, yeah. They got me a Christmas present last year. I mean, I haven't gotten anything this year. I'm not expecting anything. But,
right.
But yeah, they're very inclusive. They ask me what I'm doing for the holidays. And they're very, very sweet, very thoughtful people. It's not like this is our way and your way is different and wrong. It's like, okay, this is how you celebrate. This is how we celebrate. And we can, you know, celebrate together in a different way. They are very, very smart and very logical. And so the other day they came up to me and they were like, Rebecca, like, okay, if Santa was real, how would he make it to every single house in one night? He'd have to spend like 0.2 seconds in every house. Does he stop time? No. Also, if the parents leave the fireplace on, don't the kids know Santa's not coming? Would he come down the chimney and get burned? I don't know, guys. I think the illusion is he's magic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Which I actually found something that if I ever have children, I might use with my children, which is so instead of, you know, they hit that age where they do start asking those types of questions. Like, mm-hmm. no, specifically, how does it work? Mm-hmm. because I don't understand.
Right.
And so when they start asking those type of questions, taking your child out to like a special coffee, hot chocolate date or a meal and telling them that they are now ready to become Santa, that Santa is a spirit within all of us. That's it's not nice. An actual person. It's a metaphor. And
that's
that, yeah. And then that their job now as they become a Santa is to go find someone in need and anonymously give them a gift that they need.
That's really sweet.
It's a really, I think it actually keeps with the holiday spirit. Depending on where you're coming from, just talking, communicating with the family about how they would like for you to handle it, mm-hmm. I think is really important. A friend of the podcast, Leah Friars, is Jewish, and she has asked the parents of the family that she nannies if she can teach the boys about Hanukkah, and they said yes. And so she teaches them in an educational way, not in a
right.
like you need to believe this too way,
mm-hmm.
but just these are certain ways that people celebrate.
Yeah, that's a good way to go about that as well.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.